5 times here in Belo Horizonte. Do you remember?
No, I don't think so. I think only 4 times, but maybe it's 5 times already. So this must be number 6. It's a bit low. But, you know, Belo Horizonte to me is a very musical city, and with an emphasis on the music with more voices, polyphonic, like Milton Nascimento and people like that, you know. People that think not only melody and chords, like the most rock or pop music is, but like polyphonic structures. Also the function of an alto voice and a tenor voice. And so have what we learned from Johann Sebastian Bach, how to do it, and what we forgot again.
Do you know a band called Son Imaginario used to support Milton Nascimento? They had the third album on the 70s called Matanza do Porco, that means Killing of the Pig, is much less Focus sound like.
Really? Really? I'd like to hear it. The only pig I know was the pig that was used by Hermeto Pascual in his mess. Did you know that? Menacom.
What's this?
He wrote a mess.
Interview.
A misa. Mm-hmm. And I also wrote a mess, a misa. I'm not Catholic, but I wrote a mess. And then I found out that Hermeto Pascual also did it. But he also had some pigs doing in it. It was very funny, really terrible.
There's no pigs on Son Imaginario album. Son Imaginario means imaginary sound.
I know.
Yeah, but it's only the name of the album.
Okay. The album is The Pig.
The Killing of the Pig.
Killing of the Pig.
But in Portuguese, A Matança do Porco.
Amazing.
Okay.
All right.
Thais, this year Focus completes 4 or 5 years as a band. How do you keep an almost instrumental progressive band so for such a long time and maintaining its musical identity?
It's not only me, it's the whole band that does it. We believe in each other and we believe in ourselves. And that's very important because there are many colleagues of ours in bands, and after a few years they began to doubt. Is it the right way what we do? And then they go off the way and they take a highway, a secondary road, and then they are fucked, you know, sorry that I say. So because they don't keep their little belief, it's maybe very small, but if you keep that as an entity, maybe as a goal on itself, then you can survive a lot of time, like we do, you know.
Recently, Hocus Pocus featured in a Nike commercial for 2010 World Cup, and this year the track appears in the new RoboCop movie.
After 4 years, yeah, it's amazing. Yeah. The first one was the football match in South Africa, and we got the music for a very long commercial by Nike.
Yeah.
We cannot say names, but it's a shoe, it's a sport brand. And mainly for the black Americans, they all have Nikes on. And the whites have Adidas, you know, blah, blah, blah. Blah. But the blacks, they have Nike. And there was an ad. They had a beautiful Hollywood film of 3.5 minutes. And that was, Rooney was in it. Very famous.
Ronaldo,
of course. And also Federer, the tennis player from Switzerland, the number one for years, he was playing table tennis. And you hear
And this amazing. Year we have RoboCop in a shooting field test with Hocus Pocus.
Yeah. That's amazing. But I must admit that our publisher in Holland worked more than a year on having this done. So it's not by chance suddenly. It was really worked out.
In the RoboCop movie?
Yeah, to get there.
Yeah, RoboCop movie has had a Brazilian director.
There's a link! Yeah, it's fantastic.
Well,
I must admit that I didn't see the film yet.
Me either.
I still have to go. It's not one of my favorite categories of films, but you know, of course I will go in a week or two.
Well, the drummer Pierre van der Linden is back in the band since 2004. Before that, the last time he spent this time on Focus was in 70s, so much time.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Always play with him again. It's like the old times.
No, it's like heaven. He's the best in the world. So what could you aim for more than play with Pierre van der Linden? He's like a genius. And he doesn't know it, so even better.
Well, since the late 70s and early 80s, the mainstream media left out the progressive rock, but it has survived until today. How do you see the progressive scene nowadays compared to the 70s?
It's still boring and very unluxury. It's terrible, I think. The only progressive rockist ever was Frank Zappa and the Mothers of Invention. After that, there was no progressive rock anymore. It's all derivatives and rechewing, and then again another band. It's not as original as, for instance, Herbie Hancock and Weather Report. That was fresh and new in that time. But the progressive scene is half amateuristic to me. I mean, it's only my opinion. There are a few exceptions, for instance, Gentle Giant, I like very much. There are a few very good progressive bands, but I would not like to call Focus progressive.
How do you call Focus?
Rock.
Rock?
Yeah.
A mixture of jazz and classical?
A mixture of anything. Folk, and maybe some old themes. We're not copying themes from the old tradition of Europe, which is Bach and Mozart, but we are able to compose in that field. So that makes people say, oh, Focus is using classical themes. That's not true. We are thinking that way because we are part of that scene. We are coming out of the Bach tradition. So he is also, except for playing guitar, he plays four voiced fugues on the piano. He's fantastic. I mean, and I also, you heard me do some Bach things, you know, and that's very close to us. But we are not tonight, we will not play Bach at all.
Well, how the band writes songs nowadays? Is the same way in the 70s? What's the role of improvisation in Focus songs?
I would say not enough yet. We are trying to develop more space for real improvisation. Right now you could say we play 65% fixed and 35% is just on the moment, on the spot. Let's say
you never do on the stage again, like
no,
Frank Zappa
said. Never the same. It's never the same. And we have a great improvisator in Menno. He's a mother. I cannot say that word, but he's fantastic in improvisation. So is Bobby on the bass, and so is Pierre van der Linden. I mean, it never sounds anywhere the same. And I thank the Lord for that, because that's also a way of surviving, that you never get bored.
The Brazilian singer and songwriter Ivan Lins made a contribution to the latest Focus records, Focus 10. How do you meet Ivan, and how was this partnership?
We met him the very first time when he played in the Canecao Club, which was still existing in Rio, because he was playing the night before us, and we were one day too early. We came from Europe and we had to rest, but of course we went to see Ivan, and we only spotted his very last song, his encore. And so we shake hands and hello hugs, and he said, oh, you are the band from Holland playing tomorrow? Yeah, we say, yeah. We were really excited, you know. So we did not become real friends there, but it was the first shake hands. And then our studio, we have our own studio in Holland, and it's my stepson who runs it, and it's the brother of my other stepson, Bobby Jacobs, who is in the band as a bass player.
Yeah.
And they are producing an album for Ivan Lins with symphony orchestra. And I would say Ivan Lins already made hundreds of CDs with symphony orchestra. No, sir, nothing. It was his very first album with big orchestra. And then I was asked to play the flute parts. It was only two flutes. I played both of them, but after each other, of course, because you cannot play two flutes. You know about Mozart? Mozart hated flute, you know that?
Mozart?
He hated flute. There was only one thing he hated more than flute. You know what?
What?
Two flutes. That has nothing to do with Ivan Lins. So Ivan said, when I played those flute parts, he said, Thijs, I like it so much what you did. If I can do ever anything for you back, then give me a call. So I give him a call. And I said, we have a beautiful song called Le Tango, Birds Fly, Come Fly
yeah.
Over. Could you do that maybe in Portuguese? Oh, I said, it's much more nice in do it in English. So I do it in English. So he came to the studio and with his headphones on, he sang the song in English. And I'm very proud to have him on the record, of course. Such a genius star, you know, such a big, fantastic singer-songwriter.
Have you ever played live together?
Yeah, we did a few television shows in Holland. And I was also playing only the flute, not keyboards. He was playing the keyboards, of course. He was playing the piano, and I was doing doot doot doot. And it was very nice, you know, very good reception, and everybody loved it. And then he made a small tour in Holland, but I had other things with Focus to do in England and Norway, I think. So he asked me for that tour, and I said, no, I'm not available. But my daughter, Berenice, she went, and she did the background vocals. She's a very famous singer in the meantime. Very international famous, and she's performing with a band called Kraak en Smaak, which is like a disco band, but very good band, and they attract like thousands of people every night everywhere in Europe, and in Egypt they played, and in Ireland and over everywhere. So she was part of the band, and also Roland, the brother of Bobby, who is the owner of the studio, he played the second keyboard, I think. Mm-hmm. So it was kind of a family affair again, you know. So, but I was not there for that tour.
Well, I saw you talking about Brazil in an interview in England in 2012.
Yeah.
You said that Brazil is a warm and ferocious audience for Focus, and the band here is bigger than in England. Why do you think there is such connection between Focus and Brazilian people?
I think it's a very simple answer. The Brazilians are so musical, all of them. They're singing in the street, in every cafe, they have music. If there are no instruments, they have a little cup or something they can rattle on, and they make music together. So that's the way, to me, to live, you know. Just have music and be musical all the time. At the other hand, I know that Brazil has all types of music themselves. They have Sepultura, they have João Gilberto, they have such a wide angle of all kinds of music. Why do they need Focus? They can do without. And that's the most beautiful thing about it. They are welcoming us even more, and really give us the feeling that we can feel at home here, which I think is marvelous. It's just God-given, if I may say that.
Finally, Focus have and a lot of hit songs that are instrumental rock music. What's the secret of compose a good instrumental music, a good melody?
It's the most difficult thing in the world, because the whole top 40 or top 100 or top 1000, it's all sung in English, sung lyrics, songs. So an instrumental song is a great exception, you know. And the first song we had was House of the King. Da 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 on the flute.
Yeah.
Everybody thought it was
Jethro Tull.
Yeah. But it's different. Jethro Tull was and we are it's different. But everybody thought it was Jethro Tull, and we said, okay, leave it, you know. So but we had a hit. We suddenly could play 20 centimeters higher on the stage with a light, and people said, wow, this is good. It was exactly the same repertoire that we did before, but we had a hit, and then people suddenly think, wow, it's exactly the same repertoire we had. Anyhow, that made it for us possible to play in a little bigger halls in Holland, very small time still. And then on the second album, we made Hocus Pocus. And that was the only song that was not composed for months behind the piano at home, but it was there suddenly during a rehearsal. We were rehearsing in a castle of a good friend of mine. And Jan Akkerman, he played 4 times. And then he did bow, 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 down, 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 wah! And then the drummer did spontaneously and I said, and that was it. And then the producer said, let's record that in England, quick. And so we recorded it and it sounded real good. And then he said, shall we make a single of it? And we are not a single group. We are never thinking of singles so much. And we said, yeah, why not? How shall we call it? Let's say something that rhymes on focus. Crocus? No. Locus? No. Yodocus? No. Hocus Pocus? Yes, that's nice. Hocus Pocus by focus. So it has nothing to do with jugglery or the rabbit in the head. People think that. It's just because it rhymes on focus.
And Sylvia, who is Sylvia?
Oh, that is a lady that worked with me in the group I had before the focus. And I was 19 years old, just coming out of grammar school with a lot of languages, German and English and French and Dutch, of course, and old Latin and old Greek. So 6 languages. And I did exam with success, and then I was studying history of art in Amsterdam, because my grandfather used to be the boss of the big museum in Amsterdam with the Rembrandts and the Vermeers, and very famous museum. So I had the feeling I might study history of art, because that has to do with art and with intellectual business, intellectual way of thinking. But it was a bit strange, because the professor that I got to the college from, he was having a big mustache and he was talking like this, and I couldn't hear him. So all the students were doing stenographia, and I had a blanco paper after 50 minutes because I didn't understand the professor. So I felt very lonely. And suddenly I got an invitation to play a main role in a play by Webster, a contemporary of Shakespeare. And I had to play the man who killed the Duchess, the Duke, and the Cardinal. And the Duchess was pregnant, so I had to kill 4 people, actually, with a lot of tomato ketchup, you know. And it was a big success. But during the rehearsals, we rehearsed in a beautiful building on one of the canals in Amsterdam, of the Communist Party. They had a beautiful building, but no money, so they had to hire those halls in order to get some money. And there was a guy that said to me, when he saw me playing there, that role, the terrible role, or killing role, you have to call Ramses Shafi, who was the greatest singer-songwriter of that time in Holland, and he is looking for new people, two girls, two boys. Ah, I thought. So I got his secret number, and I called him, and he said, sorry, I already have two girls, two boys. You're too late. And then I said something terrible. I said to him, I want you to listen to me because I think I'm the guy for you in the new band. And he had to laugh like, whoa, 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 and the phone. He said, if you can be with me in half an hour, then within half an hour, then I listen to one song of you. So I stole my mother's car, and my mother was in a garden far away, so I didn't even hear, I didn't even ask her. And I took the keys, I knew where the second keys were, and I took her car and I raced to Amsterdam, 20 kilometers, and I didn't see any red light anymore, and I had a melting motor, you know, as I went so quick. And I stopped the car and I rang the bell, and there was my big, I was such a big fan of him, you know, and he was opening the door, he said, come in, quick. And play something, and I had trembling knees, you know. So I was playing the tune, the wind and the wolken, the zee and the zon, met the maan en de sterren erbij, the wind and the clouds, and a beautiful song about a girl. And then, I will never forget the nights with you, I was singing. I never had any night with a girl. It was just imagining. So I was lying. But I stopped the song, and Ramses said to me, you're in. You're right, you are the one I was looking for. So after 2 days, we rehearsed his best songs for the quartet, two girls, two boys, like a little, like the mamas and the papas. Maybe you remember that group.
Yeah.
And Sylvia was one of the girls. And then I thought Sylvia's solo was a bit nasty, was not a nice song. So I composed, I thought I could do everything on my own. I was always stripping the town alone, on a very beautiful lyric of Linda van Dijk, a famous actress. And I played it for Sylvia. I say, I have a new song for you. Listen. Behind the piano. And she was not that amused at all. She said, yeah, yeah, I like it a little. Yeah, I'm not so fantastic. I'm not flabbergasted. Okay, I said, so I put the song in the shelf, in the cupboard. 2.5 years later, we have recorded it as an instrumental. And it's become number one in England, number one in blah, 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 the whole world. It was so funny. And then to pester Sylvia a little bit, we called it Sylvia. So that's the song, that's the story.